The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Great to have you with us. A busy day. The big news from the SEC, at least, is that Ryan Harsin's future is a little murkier late this afternoon with the man who hired him, Alan Green, ousted on the plains. It was expected. It just wasn't expected in August. It was expected at the end of the season when his contract was to run out. Let's continue with more phone calls here. And Michael is in Athens. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello. How are you?
Just fine, sir. Hey, long-time listener. Second time been able to get through. I was listening to your show today. The previous caller, a couple of statements ago, about the Bulldogs there. Kind of in the same boat there. It seems like Georgia's just not getting the mention or the hype as the returning champions and not really much talk as a repeat. Looking at their schedule, I don't see anybody that'll beat them in the regular schedule, and maybe just a possibility of a playout of the same as last year with the playoffs and seeing Alabama and win or lose, going right back to the national championship. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, listen, Michael, I don't get too hung up on whether people think Georgia is going to repeat or not. I happen to think that they won't. But I think they're legitimately the third best team in the country. And if fans want to be upset, fine. But you're right. I don't see a game in the regular season that they should lose. But I'm more than willing to see what happens a week from today. Hey, thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Let's check out Nathan up next in South Dakota. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you.
Happy college football eve to you. I actually graduated from University of Tennessee, so I'm a big Vol fan, but grew up a diehard Nebraska fan. And last night I was watching Kirk Herbstreit's pre-show before the season, and he about set me into orbit with a heart attack when you picked Nebraska to win the Big Ten West. And just trying to get your opinion and think if it's more fair to say Nebraska wins the Big Ten West or Tennessee wins the SEC East. And then also just thoughts or advice for those people who suffer for fall weddings.
Yeah, thanks, you, Nathan. I think Nebraska winning the West is more likely. It's probably not that far of a jump. They have been so close. They've lost literally every game on the final score. So I think they're due, and I think they'll start correcting that tomorrow with a win over Northwestern. Now, if they don't win against Northwestern, then the beginning of the end will have arrived. It took a lot of perseverance to give Scott Frost another year after a truly disastrous beginning. Thank you for the call. Great to have you with us. So let's check out Kevin, who is up next. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
Very well. Thanks.
I have a question for you and then a comment, and you'll see how they're connected in a minute. Do you see yourself doing this show in 12 years?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll have to find somebody else then. Because my comment is this.
12 years is a long time, by the way.
That is a long time. My comment is this. A week ago today, Jim from Tuscaloosa, said that he would give somebody 1,000-to-1 odds that we won't see 2034. And so I want to take him up on that and see if he is FOS. And I want to bet him $20. And he can put his – I wanted you to hold it for
us. How old is Jim? Because 12 years, 34 is how long is that, 12 years? Okay. Yeah, and by the way, I plan on being alive in 12 years. I just don't think I'm going to be here, but I could. Do you think you're not here?
No, I'm gone. I'm retired.
Okay. You're already retired, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of.
I don't expect to be here in 12. You know what? I'm not sure this will be here in 12 years.
Okay. You may not.
I mean, I really don't. But
okay.
By the way, in all candor, Kevin, those of us on the show, we're always on a Friday. We're hoping we're back Monday, let alone 2034.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure. I hope you will.
Okay. The gentleman who called you a little earlier and said he was about to get on the kidney list and he was doing dialysis.
Right.
I want to wish him luck. I survived one more day of dialysis today. And I really, truly wish him luck on getting on the list.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you saying that, and my thoughts go out to you. And I've seen this, and I've had people explain what it's like, and I am in such awe of people that go through that and have the attitude that you have.
Well, let me tell you real quick how it really is for me. I don't speak for anybody but me. It is 4 hours of sitting in the same uncomfortable chair in the same uncomfortable position until you're finished, you know. And when I get out, I'm wiped out for a day or two. And I do it 3 times a week. So that leaves about 1 day a week just to live. And I don't mean to bring you down.
No, Kevin, I'm glad you did, because I was at hospital the other day, not for me, and looking at people who are going through various things, it's difficult, but it's also inspiring to know how important it is. You have to do it. You don't have a choice.
It's keeping me alive.
Yeah, and the endurance that it takes to live your life, and I'm just appreciative, because we all wonder. You get sick and you think this is the worst thing that's ever happened. It really isn't. It's not a big deal. It will pass. We're going through what many people go through, including you, is a matter of survival.
Well, that's true. But I will tell you one thing my mother always said. You can look around, and there's always somebody going through something worse.
You're 100% right. Kevin, I can't thank you enough for calling, and I deeply appreciate it. And I'm blessed not to have anything to say in response that, yeah, I know what you're going through, because I have no earthly idea. I really don't. I was sitting on a plane the other day for about 2.5 hours. I'm like, going, is this ever going to end? And I'm on a plane where they're serving you drinks. Thank you so much. That is amazing. Let's talk next to John, who is in Florida. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul. Enjoying the show. Hey, just to all my Georgia fans, I know. Man, everyone's happy we won a national championship and all, but that was last season. We got a new season upon us, and we just need to get through this season unscathed and try to stay healthy and see what happens. But, you know, we've gotten all the praise that I think we should have gotten, and I just think we got to move forward. I mean, last season was last season, and we're starting on a new season, so we just need to get prepared for it.
That's one thing that coaches say, especially those who have won the title, Saban and Kirby Smart as well, that you may have won the title last year, but you're really not the defending champion. That's gone. Not the same team. Not the same Super Bowl team. Not the same basketball. Not the same football team. Thanks for the call. We're up against the break. We are in the final hour on a Friday, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And we are back here as a Friday afternoon turning into early evening in some places. And let's check out Kobe in Oklahoma. Hello, Kobe.
What's going on, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man. Big OU Sooner fan here, man. You probably won't have a bigger one on your show ever. I've always shied away from calling in because we just can't get the job done when it comes to the big game. But I think I want to get your take on it, man, what you think about OU and Texas coming into the league and when they're going to come and how they're going to stack up and make an impact immediately when they do come. I see it as, you know, with the new regime and Norman and Brent Venables and his you probably and all your listeners probably don't pay attention as much as I do, all the insiders and all the Rivals guys and all the recruiting, and he's doing pretty big things down there. I don't think he's getting enough recognition nationally, which, hey, that's fine. But what do you think OU and Texas is going to do in their first season, and when do you see them coming? I know the contractual rights and the buyouts and all that, but when do you foresee? Because I just can't see the schools in the Big 12 coming over next year that OU and Texas would want to be a part of that.
Kobe, there's. Let me state to the audience that doesn't follow it. They're supposed to play. This is 02, 03, and 04. I think they will play one more year in the Big 12, and my guess is that they'll be in the SEC in 2024.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. But I work in Louisiana right now, and I'm always on the road in the energy sector and building pipelines. So I'm down here in SEC country, and I work around a bunch of LSU fans, and there's always good friendly banter with my boss, Eddie. And what do you think LSU is going to shape up and look like first year under Brian Kelly?
Kobe, I think they're going to be good. I do think the first game is tricky against Florida State, especially now that they've lost a couple of players. But assuming they can get by there, I think 8 or 9 wins. Nine isn't impossible, but forgetting Alabama, which is a loss, Arkansas treacherous, A&M, they really have to get by Auburn, Tennessee, and Florida. To me, those are really if they slip up in any of those games, they are heading toward a disappointing year. Hey, thank you very much for calling, and can't wait to see you guys. It is Friday afternoon, and what would it be without a call from our favorite teetotaler, Larry from Shelby?
What's up, Paul Feinbaum?
What up?
Ain't nothing, man. The bottom of Bud Light, that's what be up. Yeah, bottom of Bud Light. Hey, man, I like the collars you had on that Ring of Honor. Yeah, I think Tammy would be number one. Yeah,
I mean, I don't feel like I have to explain it, but obviously we picked four people who are all gone, and we thought that was the best way to start.
Yeah.
And by the way, you better not try to cheat and get on that list next year by passing away.
I know. I was thinking about that. I thought, well, maybe if I punt, I could move up there next to Tammy.
Larry, let me state this. Had you checked out a couple of months ago, you were a surefire first pick.
Oh, man, thank you, Fine Mom. That gives me something to look forward to when I get 6 foot under. Hell yeah, man, what a blessing. Hey,
but Larry, you know I'm worried what? About you. I don't like that. I'm not a doctor, of course, but I don't like the sound of your lung intake right now. If I could diagnose you over the phone.
I know, man. I don't know what's wrong, but, you know, we needed a job over here and paid a couple $100, but it really whooped me, man. I don't think I need to be doing all that stuff much more. I've been taking a beating lately. I ain't felt good, but maybe I'll feel better. But,
well,
you know,
well, Larry, here's what I want from you. I want a little bit of rest because we have a season around the corner, and we want you cracking coming out of the gate. And we want you to sound just like this guy right here, the one and only caller of the year for 2022. Legend is next.
Woo! The real woo, baby. You know, I like Larry Paul. I don't know why he dislikes me so much, but, man, I hope you better quit drinking beer with that bad heart, dude. That's what you better quit doing. 7 Bud Lights a day with a beeper in your chest. That stuff ain't going to work very long, dude. You're going to beep, 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 and beep out. You're going to be gone, man. Hey, Paul, I just want to congratulate you and your staff on a tremendous Ring of Honor first class. I was so blessed and just privileged to be mentioned with the names that you had in it. But I think just a great first class, Paul, and I want to applaud you guys. I told somebody asked me about it today, and I said, man, I'm still winning championships. I ain't ready for the Hall of Fame.
No, you know, legend. I said a couple weeks ago, somebody said something about some Hall of Fame. I said, I've never been inducted into a Hall of Fame. And in a way, I considered that like you did. That means you're still playing. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to pull that line off, but I'll tell you about it in a couple of months. But you're right. You don't want to be in the Hall of Fame if you're still toting the football.
Hell no. I mean, but just a great class, Paul, Bobby, Jim, Shane. I mean, them guys are great. I mean, Tammy, I mean, you know, me and Tammy was together at several events with you. I mean, me and Tammy had a great relationship. You remember the night we was at Avondale Brewery in Birmingham and me and her was getting dunked in the water tanks.
The reason why I remember that is, I came by there that night and brought that reporter with me from the New Yorker magazine, and he quoted you at the end of the article. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, thanks to you, I've been in the New York Times and I've been in USA Today. Who would have thought?
Yeah,
the
title of the article was King of the South, which came from a line that you said. So it's pretty. You're. I got you all over my house.
Man, I appreciate that, Paul. We love you as callers, man. We love everything you do for us. You know, I know there's times that you are on press row and people in the press look down their nose at you because of your association with people like Legend and the Jims and Shanes and Bobbies of the world. But I'll tell you, dude, from the bottom of my heart, the Sidewalk alumni loves you, dude. Don't you ever forget that, because we know you have given a voice to the fans, Paul. You really have, man.
Hey, Legend, let me tell you something. If I ever had to choose to be accepted by my brethren in the sports media or people like you, I can tell you 100% I'm choosing to be with you over those clowns.
I appreciate you saying that. That's a powerful statement. And I'll say something else about Tammy. You remember the time in Huntsville? She brought you a pair of blue and orange Auburn panties and a Ziploc bag, and you gave them to you.
Hey, you're not going to believe this, Legend, but I gave those to my wife for Christmas one year.
We love you, man. Great first class. Congratulations to you and your staff. Y'all blowed it out. Well deserved, man. Have a great weekend. And to all the people out there that love Feinbaum, all the fans, Legend loves you. I appreciate the folks that listen and the folks that love us so much, and even you haters. And ladies and gentlemen, calm down, because Elvis has left the building.
Well, how do you top that? Is it possible to top Larry, Legend, and Handsome Joe?
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And hey, man, the one you just had on there, Legend, man, he is the top caller you've got right now. I mean, he is the number one Black Hat Crew, and I'm proud to even be associated to be a friend with Legend. Because Legend is awesome, Paul. But there's one thing I want to say about Larry. And by the way, I like your Ring of Honor. I think you did great about it. I ain't worried about me, Paul. I mean, people in Red Bay love me, so it don't. So I'm good with that. But Larry, yesterday, he said something about what I said Monday to don't be talking about it. Paul, you know what I said about Larry Monday? I said that he had some medical problems, and I pray for him daily. And he got mad about that, Paul. I mean, what more am I supposed to do? I said, I'm praying for the guy. I said, I like Larry. He's in my prayers daily. And then he come in here yesterday and said that I need to quit talking about him. Well, I can tell this right now. I'm still going to pray for Larry. But for Larry and Shelby, keep my name out of your mouth, punk. Because I tell you what, I still pray for you, you dadgum idiot. But you know what? Hey, Roll Tide, Paul. You have a good weekend, Paul. Roll Tide, my brother.
Thank you, Joe. We're heading to the break. We've had a busy one, and a lot of love and some tension as well.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We made this announcement earlier, had Pat on to talk about it. How about Bobby, Jim, Shane, and Tammy? Unfortunately, Shane and Jim in particular were pre-television show. Bobby participated a couple of years. But we thought we would, we have a lot of calls from Tammy that we could share with you. But we chose this one just to give you an idea for some of you newer listeners. What Tammy was all about. Three words that every fan in America waits to hear on a manic Monday. The words, Tammy is next. Tammy?
Paul, okay, so we suck, okay? Okay, it's bad. It's really, really bad. But you know what? You cannot sit there and tell me that a coach, a head coach with any common sense, is going to sit there and leave a quarterback out there and, oh, my God, and wait. Wasn't nobody even around him one time, Paul. Wasn't even know our offensive line is doing their job. You gonna put Barber in there, and Barber ain't even gonna. You ain't even gonna let him run the ball. You gonna put Thomas in there back and forth. You gonna leave Thomas in there more than Barber. And Barber's kid 9 or 10. I don't understand.
So Tammy, hold on, slow down, just slow down a second. So, I mean, you're the greatest Auburn fan in the country. You're the one that always thinks Auburn is going to win. You think Auburn's going to win the national championship. What are you thinking right now?
Paul, I'm thinking right now, there is no way that team that was on the field the last 3 weeks will win anything as far as a championship. There's no way. If that team right there, there's no way, Paul Feinbaum. And I'm going to tell you what. Oh, my gosh, I'm so mad because we got a red-shirt quarterback sitting over there. You don't want to play him because he's red-shirt because you can get 5 years out. Really? Come on, dude. Put the boy out there and use him for 4 years if you have to. You cannot tell me a quarterback back there, and you're going to wait till the last 9 minutes that's got wet. Do you see how well he ran? He ran. Okay, so maybe they had the third string out. Maybe LSU had the third string out when he was running. But it don't matter. He can still run the ball. Use him when
Okay, Tammy, let's try to keep this in thought processes. So did I hear you say at the beginning of this call you have not slept since Saturday afternoon?
I'm telling you, I ain't done nothing since Saturday afternoon. I ain't done nothing. I had to run my husband out of the damn house and put him outside with the catfishers out there, the guys that come down.
Why did you, hold on. Slow down. Why did you run your husband out of the house?
I ran him out of the house because he kept running his mouth, Paul. That's why. He kept running his mouth and giggling, thinking it was all funny. I ran him out there with the catfishers. I sure did. I ran him out there with Shane and them, and I told him to get out there with them. And another thing, you're right. I ain't done nothing in this house in 2 days. I ain't washed no clothes. I ain't done no dishes. And I told my husband to fend for himself. And I said, no, I don't care if he has to fend for himself again today. He has to fend for himself again today.
Well, hold on. I mean, what do you mean, fend for himself? What does that mean?
I told him I had to fix his supper tonight. I don't care. I'm not going to fix it because I ain't getting out of this bed. I ain't been out of bed 2 days and I ain't fixed to get out of this
bed. So you've been in bed for 2 days?
I've been so mad and so frustrated and sitting here thinking about how we're doing what we're doing down there. Yeah, I've been in this bed for 2 days. I sure have. And yeah, my husband's had to fend for himself, and he don't fend for himself.
I'm not trying to get personal here, but I mean, has your husband, does he sleep?
Yeah. He sleeps in that recliner in there. He sure does. He slept in this bed. He's been in that recliner. I don't care.
So, I mean, you're not letting your own husband in your bedroom?
No, not until Auburn wins. He can come to bed when Auburn wins. When Auburn wins, my husband can come to bed.
Hey, Tammy, that could be a long time now. I wouldn't go.
I don't care. I ain't getting out of no way. I had to ask about 2 months ago. I had to look for me a male prostitute. I had to put it on the internet looking for a male prostitute. Why? Wasn't getting out of no way. So he ain't sleeping there on that recliner. I don't care.
Okay. It doesn't sound
I
like you're.
Not
for me to be a marriage counselor, but that's really not a good sign for your marriage when you have to go to Ashley Madison or what did you say, a male prostitute?
Well, I was asking for one, but I ain't got one yet.
Okay, you still haven't found one.
I'm having to use my new toy. I got me a new toy.
Tammy, no, we don't need to hear any more on that, okay? One last question, okay? You do sound frustrated, though.
I am mad, Paul. There's no sense in what's going on. I don't care how good these other SEC teams are.
Okay, let me ask you one question, though, Tammy, one question, though. I mean, as bad as the Auburn game was, at midnight Saturday night when Alabama lost, I mean, that did have to make you somewhat satisfied, did it not?
It eased me, Paul, but it eased me a little bit, Paul. Yeah, I felt good about it. I was glad Alabama lost. But it don't change the fact of how I feel about Auburn and how I want Auburn to win. And I'm telling you right now, it don't matter. I want Auburn to win every game. Can they win every game? No, I know they can't win every game. But I want them to win every game.
Well, I know you want them to win every game. But Tammy, slow down a second. You have, let's see.
Oh, my God, I'm so mad. I can't even think straight. I ain't even got out of this bed. I ain't able to do nothing because I'm so mad at what's going on down there.
Oh, wow. Was that great or what?
Woo!
Can you top that?
Maybe.
Let's try. Chris is up next.
What the hell's wrong with them people down there, Paul? Don't they take their football seriously?
I mean, come on. he had to fend for himself.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me I missed the hell out of her. I guarantee you that. That was a good one. I was trying to recall. I remember listening to that live. I was trying to recall what weekend that was that Alabama and Auburn both lost.
I'm just guessing that had to be when Alabama lost to Ole Miss, wasn't it?
Okay. I think you're right.
By the way, that's the only game Auburn they lost in 15. Auburn could have lost to anyone. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Man, have you heard from Lockamy since they shuttled their AD out?
No, I did talk to him recently, but not since today.
Well, I started saying, maybe you need to check on him, you know, because he kind of likes Brian Harsin.
Okay, I checked the schedule. Auburn lost to LSU and Mississippi State in September of that year, so take your pick.
Ooh.
That was after the Auburn-LSU game.
Okay. Oh, man,
By the way, if you remember that Alabama Ole Miss game, though, that was when I can't remember which commentator said Calhart or somebody said that was the end of the Saban dynasty.
The dynasty was over. That was Calhart.
And they only won the national championship that year.
That was that's one of the weirdest football games I ever seen. Remember the one that bounced off the guy's helmet and he caught it and run for a touchdown?
Let me catch you the chase here, Chris. The football season has arrived, and I will be in Tuscaloosa once or twice. And the last time I was there, I was there twice last season, and both times your friend who I run into told me that you were home because your wife wouldn't let you go.
Well, Paul, she works 6 days a week now. So,
hey, Chris. Chris.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
I'm not a man anymore, Paul. I'm a mouse.
I mean, for those who don't know, this man that I'm talking to that has been neutered publicly. This used to be.
I might as well be, because in the words of Tammy, I ain't getting none no out.
This guy used to be a player, as we say.
Well, I was known to rustle about.
Well, I don't want to criticize your wife publicly. I will do so privately. But
or is that fella from? It's a fella from Tuscaloosa. What said she's from Thailand?
Yeah, she is. And my suggestion to your lovely wife,
is
maybe she could go visit some friends back there during the football season. For those
I don't
who don't
give
know,
her any ideas now,
Chris
Paul.
Met his wife in Bangkok, and I know that I'm not going to do the lyrics, but
why not in Bangkok?
But it was something
what a
like
night
that.
It was.
Yeah. One more thing. Pat Smith was on earlier. He didn't mention this, but Chris proposed to one of his wives.
Number two.
On our
and
show.
Boy, was she a number two.
You got down on your knees and proposed to her on this show.
I know, and she had her back to you, and you were over there the whole time shaking your head from side to side as if to say no.
I mean, and I will not say it. I don't know why she turned her back to me, but
because she knew you were smarter than me, and you probably knew the truth.
Yeah, I don't think I met number one, but I met number three too late.
Number one's a good woman. It just being heard and We just didn't gee y'all.
She's a good-hearted woman.
She was in love with a good-timing man.
Chris, I miss you. I haven't been your way in a while, but that needs to change.
Well,
we are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.